This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, December 15th. A shepherd. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 16. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." But Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears about it, he'll kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate." Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said no to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He's tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. One by one, the sons of Jesse passed before the prophet Samuel. When Samuel sees Eliab, the eldest son, he says to himself, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here." But the Lord says, in effect, "You're only looking at appearances, but I look at the heart." When seven of Jesse's sons have passed before him, Samuel tells Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." So then the youngest, the shepherd boy David, is summoned from the fields, and at God's command, Samuel anoints him king over God's people. David turns out to be a much better king than Saul, the first king of Israel. Yet David too has flaws and failings of his own. But God, who sees what we cannot, chooses David, indicating he is a man after God's own heart. Throughout David's story and in the Psalms he wrote, we see a sensitivity and a wonder at God's glory and power, as well as a deep sense of humility before God, especially when he fails. These qualities make him not only a good king, but also a suitable shepherd for God's people. Later, God makes a promise to David that his throne will be established forever. And this means that God will bring from David's line the very greatest king and shepherd, Jesus Christ. Pray with me. You know all human hearts, O God. Purify ours so that we can be your children after your own heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.